this evening. You're welcome, as always. Fills me with great joy and love. Always, when we come together on these evenings, it is a great joy for me to see the love which shines forth from each one of you.
It really is lovely to have you back. To be able to speak to you.
Yes. I was about to say always.
Yes, I know.
I am with you. Mm-hmm. Although I would say mostly you seem to be unaware of my presence in your daily lives. But matter not, I always will be there for each one of you.
It's very nice to know. Perhaps we should work on this becoming more aware.
Yes.
Yes. I think we know that you'll always be there for us. I mean, let's say if we don't recognize that we know that you are.
Yes. Remember, my dear friends, what I have told you in the past. I am the whisper in your ear.
Yes.
I am the smile upon your lips. I am the inspiration that you seek in those times of troubles in particular, when you feel that some upliftment is needed. Always, I am there in some form.
Thank you very much. Yes, I'd like to say thank you for listening to me over the last few days.
Yes, your words are never lost, my dear child.
Yes, just sometimes things don't happen as quickly as we hope or we wish.
Yes, again, though this is an earthly problem of patience of time, but our side of life does not see time in quite the same way.
Yes, I like to think
about all of you. Again, I will repeat to you, see the fuller and the wider picture, the fuller scheme of your lives. Each incident, each time of happiness, of sadness, of worry, of escapism, which some of you can relate to at some point, they are all the building blocks of your spiritual nature.
Mm-hmm. I think sometimes you feel that time's running out on us a bit, so that's why you get impatient.
But your time of physical life is, as you say, running out, but it is running out to a better time.
Yes.
To a time of returning home, where all who know and love you throughout many lifetimes will be there to greet you. So, try not to feel that physical time is all important. It is but a blink of your eye.
Mm.
One lifetime is but nothing in time immemorial.
Yes, I'm trying to think of that as well.
And that seems a very wide picture indeed.
Yes, it will be a difficult picture for you all to imagine. And truly, whilst in these physical bodies, you can never fulfill that vision. Only when you discard these physical clothes will all that is available to you will make sense. I have told you that all knowledge is available to you now, but my dear friends, each one of you still finds difficulty in erasing the physical blocks of your living. But that is the normal for most of mankind. So do not despair, but continue to work and to grow and to give love to your fellow man. Always, that is my message to you. Not only to give love, but to feel it. To be love. You understand?
Yeah.
Love is a state of being. And I know so often when you enter this room, that state of being is much easier to achieve.
Yes. So true.
Perhaps the first step in what we call spiritual realization is the recognition of that higher authority, that beyond earthly authority.
Mm.
And this is an area that we could hopefully one day go into a little more, because our picture of soul structure and spirit is rather vague at the moment. Would it at some stage help us to go into the or further details of soul structure?
I would be willing to discuss that with you if it should help. But when we speak of soul structure, we speak of the very essence of being.
Yes.
The heart of soul structure is not something that you can clasp to your bosom so easily. It is an ever-learning process. It is as you continue throughout the spiritual realms, something that changes with your spiritual being.
Yes, perhaps more to do with developing feelings than...
Yes, you are being, you are experiencing all of these feelings. It is not even what you call feeling. It is being. Do you understand the difference in what I have said.
Yes, I think I'm grasping that it's not a geographical thing that we could set down on a page. It's more a development of feeling.
Yes, it is a state of being. And to reach that state of being, you have to have experienced all manner of feelings. This is difficult for me to place into physical words. But when the point of feeling becomes being, then you would know the difference. You just are. When you speak of feeling, it means that it is almost something tangible that you can reach to and touch. But a state of being is just that. It cannot be changed or altered. It just is. Do you understand my words?
I think so.
It is a complicated issue, but I am happy to discuss it with one who needs to understand.
That does help. What you have said does help. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. We will develop it along those lines, of course, as we continue. But for the time being, it is more relevant that you become aware of the spiritual being and all that is attached to it, and to leave for another time the complete soul structure to which the spirit being belongs. Firstly, we must move through the physical being and the understanding which the physical being holds. Am I making sense to you, my dear friends? If you are worried or do not understand, then please allow yourselves to speak.
I think it helps for myself when we read your words. We can read them slowly and then maybe go back and digest it that way for myself, for what I'm speaking.
So
things like that help for me.
Sometimes, my dear friends, it takes some of your earthly years before understanding of words can be reached.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is what you find, that sometimes words are spoken to you, that you feel at the time make sense, but it is only in returning to those words does full and true meaning and understanding come to you. After a period of time, it is because the spirit within recognizes and becomes aware of what is being said, and in unison with the physical brain, understanding becomes greater.
Yeah.
You understand.
Yes, in the past you have talked to us about soul aspects.
Yes.
And how the soul aspect continues to have identity for a time after returning to soul.
Yes.
After returning to spirit. But eventually, I think, that aspect and many aspects merge, and in one sense lose identity, and yet you have wonderfully demonstrated to us that an aspect of soul may be retrieved,
yes,
as presented, yet the soul is not really segregated into parts like that,
yes,
in its normal existence, I believe.
Can I perhaps simplify this for you? Let us take something as simple as an egg. Within the egg, you have the nucleus, which is the yolk. You have the white of your egg, but both parts belong to the whole. At some stage, both the nucleus and the outer part, if blended together, become as one.
Yes.
So there is some non-identity of both, and yet both still contain the same identity. If you were to remove part of that blended egg, does the remainder look any different? And if that separated portion he returned, does it change the whole?
No.
Does that help you to understand a little more clearly?
Yes, thank you.
And it blends back together.
Yes. So, if you try to think about these simple matters in explanation of something so complex, it gives you a better understanding, I feel. Too many words are used in your world. Too many complicated issues are uttered. Too much is said which remains unconvincing to many, many people. I say to you this, my dear friends, as my words to you come as simply simple words, look always for a simple analogy to all questions, and the answers will become clear.
And it's probably not quite right of us to, quite correct of us to think of soul as a unity. You have,
yes,
indicated that
it is fluid.
There is much connectedness.
Yes. It is not something that we can give one word to describe it. It is far more complex and far beyond your understanding at this time.
Yes, using your analogy of the egg, I'm tempted to think of many souls as a sort of frog spawn.
Yes.
Many eggs are joined together.
Yes, that is a very good analogy. That is what I mean. Find your own simple explanations. Explanations which you can understand both spiritually and physically. Because until the two are united in thought, you will not understand. I could explain in complicated detail what I feel you would like to hear. But is it not best that you find your own explanation of my words, and that I give you guidance in your understanding? Would you agree with me, my friends?
Yes.
I would not dare to criticize your teaching method. I'm amazed that you managed to convey so many ideas, thoughts, to us in such a way that we can grasp them.
I feel that for all to understand, I came to you with the understanding that my teachings would be simple. They would be teachings that you eventually could come to understand. And I can say to you that, by the way, each one of you have grown spiritually, then those simple words indeed work.
I sort of understand it. It's like teaching. You can lecture people,
yes,
but that's not the same as teaching.
No, I would agree with you, my dear friend. And of course, you see it always with the teaching of the young people. If you can keep their attention, they become interested and they wish to continue to learn. If your words are complicated and not understandable to them, they become easily bored. Would you agree?
That's right.
Yes. I hasten to add that I do not consider you to be as children, but I can say to you, the choice I made before I came to you was that spiritually you would be alert to any teaching that I was able to bring. Therefore, I would say to you, physically you may not always understand, but spiritually you are all beacons of light.
Oh, talking of children, are we going in the right direction to help my granddaughter?
I think, my dear friend, that you know the answer to that question.
Yes.
I know there is concern. But give the problem up to that creative force and all will come right.
Thank you.
Still, you have to learn that when life troubles you, you must let it go. You must place yourself within that spiritual light and trust that all things will work for the better.
Yes,
but I know and I understand how human you are, and how often, how many tears are shed unnecessarily. But still, I understand this. I say to you, my dear friend, do not fret.
Yes,
do not fret. I feel for this time and consideration of the instrument which I use, that I finish speaking with you to stay.
Yes, I understand. We'll be very pleased that you've returned to use your voice.
Yes, there is much work to do, but I need to be a little patient also with this instrument, because she too is human. So, my dear friends, I leave you with much joy, with a little more to consider, I hope.
It's so nice that this side of our togetherness is now re-established.
Yes. There may be breaks, there may be times when there are few of us, but that connection, wherever you are in this physical world, can never be broken. It is a spiritual connection which, as I told you, took many of your earthly years to establish. And the light of spirit will not be extinguished. Therefore, my dear friend, I will take my leave the light of my love with you all and those whom you love, and let you continue with some self-development at this time.
So, God bless you. I'm very grateful.